Joel Oppenheimer of the New York Times Book Review says, Ferlinghetti has written poetry in ways that those who see poetry as the province of the few and educated had never imagined. On The Poet's Weave today, I'm reading poems by Lawrence Ferlinghetti from These Are My Rivers, copyright 1955, 73, 76, and 81 by Lawrence Ferlinghetti, and used by permission of New Directions Publishing Corporation. I am Jenny Kander. Belated Palinode for Dylan Thomas. In Wales at Logan, at last I stand beside his cliff-perched writing shed, above the coursing waters, where the hawk hangs still above the cockle-strewn shingle, where he walked in a glory of all his days, before the weather turned around, and, aye, aye, a waterbird far away cries and cries again over St. John's Hill. And in his tilted boathouse now a tape of himself is playing, his lush voice, his plush voice, his posh accent, to BBC fulsome, cried the Welsh, now echoes through his little upstairs room. And, aye, aye, echo the water birds once again. Beyond his sounding shed a fig tree hides the sea, a fish boat heeled over, a grebe afloat far out, a coracle abandoned, a rusty coaler out of Cardiff still, a bold green headland lost in sun, beyond which lie, across an ocean and a continent, San Francisco's white wood houses and a poet's sun-bleached cottage on Bolina's far lagoon, with its wind-torn little mesa, so very like St. John's Hill. A single kestrel soars over, riding the salt wind, high tide and the heron's call, still echoing, aye, aye, it calls and calls again. As in his listing boathouse now, his great recorded voice runs out, grave as a gravedigger in his grave, leaving a sounding void of light for poets and herons to fill. Drowned down in New York's White Horse Tavern, he went not gentle into his good night. And far west poets calling still over St. John's Hill to the loveliest poet of all our days, sweet singer of Swansea, lushed singer of Logan, Dylan of all our days. The sea is calm tonight. The sea is calm tonight off Dover Beach. The birds at dusk cry out syllables of some deconstructed word we are yet unable to decipher to explain existence. And they lift the last light with their wings and fly away with it over the horizon, keeping the secret. Grotta Mare. Turquoise sea off Grotta Mare. Grotta Mare and its sea caves echoing beside the Adriatic. Echo of siren song still reaches me inside the silent train. Once more the lost voice is calling under sea. Ah, but naturally it is all illusion. The fog lies heavily in the olive trees. Morning is made by the clock and not by light which only exists in our minds. Men and women sleep in their usual darkness. Only the light asleep in their eyes gives any hint of an iridescent future, of an incandescent destiny, while far out, beyond the far islands, the sea sends back its turquoise answer. Recipe for happiness in Khabarovsk or any place. One grand boulevard with trees, with one grand cafe in sun, with strong black coffee in very small cups. One not necessarily very beautiful man or woman who loves you. One fine day. You've been listening to poems by Lawrence Ferlinghetti on The Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander.